to substitute for Senate Bill number 275 rather than the work draft, and we'll try to solve those problems at a later date. Is there objection to that? Okay. Any further questions of Mr. Walls? Thank you very much, Mr. Walls. We have one more to testify on this bill, Marion Endicott.
Thank you. I'm one of the 525 licensed vendors for the state of Alaska. Endicott East Hardware has a sporting goods department. And of the top 10, Juno is there, so we, I think, represent approximately half of the licenses issued in the city of Juno, unless they are including the administrative office of Fish and Game in that figure. Mr. Wall, I think, was incorrect when he stated that there is no penalty assessed for failure to file timely with regard to tags or the harvest tickets. There is just a very negligible amount, which isn't the 25 cents or 5% relative to the licenses and tags issued. It's relative to the issuance of harvest tickets. Okay, and that penalty can be assessed and has been assessed against our firm for failure to send in harvest tickets in a timely fashion, what they construe to be a timely fashion. I would like to make a statement in support of a quarterly report at the discretion of the department. As a licensed vendor, there are times I have a very small office staff, and I simply cannot find that at sometimes 6 weeks is as timely as we can be to submit a fish and game report. And for those periods in the year, like in the last quarter of the year, the activity relative to the sale of licenses is very limited. So you're not talking about a significant amount of cash being withheld from the state of Alaska as a result of my failure to file timely or monthly reports. That in itself, I think, would be a benefit to the vendor. Float, if you will, of the cash that would normally be transferred to the general fund. If they wanted to specify a dollar limitation, you know, whereas if the report would exceed in net sales to the state of Alaska however many $1,000s, if it's a large vendor, then that could be added so that they would be assured that there wouldn't be large amounts of cash withheld from the state for, you know, undue amounts of time. I would just like to speak essentially in support of the bill, the concept of finding some provision to add additional revenues to those people who are trying to do this as a service for the state of Alaska. There certainly is not that much anymore that can be attributed to goodwill to your customers because you're providing a service that they can't get from the state aside from between 8 and 4:30 Monday to Friday. Because you do have the irritation of those folks who are waiting to just transact business with you for other than a fishing license or a hunting license. There are, in the course of the year, for 1981, these are my fish and game reports. The concept that the department audits the reports and gets back to the vendors, you know, and this happens constantly. But as an example of, you know, because of the volume of paper I think that's probably going into the department on a monthly basis, they simply can't audit each of the vendors in a timely fashion. So I have dated November the 22nd an audit of my March report, which constitutes going back in and recreating the wheel in some cases because I may have had more than one individual working on those reports. And those little overages and shortages, you know, talking about over $1.78, over $33.55, over $83.89. The overages have been, through the course of this year, attributed to the miscalculation of the commission. At one point, the department said, okay, ignore the 25-cent licenses and just take 5%. And then it was, you're supposed to deduct the 25-cent licenses and then calculate your commission and then add back in the 25-cent licenses. And it causes a discrepancy in the calculation if you're other than taking 5% of the total. But little nitpicky things like that
take time for me to review and make sure that I pay the state correctly, or that I have, because those are dedicated funds and they're controlled in my sales records separately. And it keeps my accountant real unhappy if I can't count for pennies, just as I'm sure it keeps the state accountant unhappy if you can't account for pennies. If there's any questions that you would like to address just as a vendor, I'd be happy to answer them, but those are basically my comments. So.
Madam Chairperson, I've been through this. I had a guy in taxidermy business once, and there's very little compensation for the amount of time you put in, record keeping, reports, and
memos
holding up your customers from something that'll bring you more profit. I would prefer, I don't think the members of the committee would go along with it, but from practical experience, I would prefer a dollar per license and report it as you see fit, quarterly or yearly. Because I sometimes, or the people I had working for me, would forget to be timely too. And it's a problem. Small business person has enough of a problem without having more heat on them, and they don't have like big business, big staffs to take care of all of these things, and they can absorb these big salaries and many people. I'm just speaking from a point of sympathy and compassion since I've been through it all. Is it Mary?
Mary.
Tell Dick hello.
Warren.
Not for the record. What do you think about that?
I think that's not in the best interest of the state. Because there are certain people who would just as soon have gone with whatever funds they collected for any reason. And so it would probably be in the best interest of the state to at least identify those vendors, which are large vendors, that would require a quarterly report and then a lesser amount of time at the option of the vendor department, but they should be able to mutually discuss it and say, okay, I know that in the month of August I'm going to sell $15,000 worth of licenses, and I just seem, quite frankly, not have that any longer in my care than is absolutely essential. But I think that the department should have the option of saying, you know, if that amount is of this dollar value, then it must be transmitted either by bank draft or whatever. The state would be left out on a bit of a limb. You might as well not collect licenses, period.
Madam Chair, I think you're mighty charitable. If they're going to abscond, they're going to abscond. But you would prefer quarterly as
I would prefer month. Quarterly to the monthly reports, particularly in those better. Time periods whenever the volume of licenses is negligible compared to our overall annual sales.
I think a new element has been raised by Ms. Endicott. I believe Mr. Wall was speaking to the if there's the other program of the dollars going back, and I think that's probably something, you know, that perhaps would need, if you had sympathy for that point, getting down to the 25-1 and the balance of that money, it becomes a somewhat different issue than the one we were discussing earlier, which was the extra dollars that would go. Now, I believe Mr. Wall's comments dealt with the extra dollars. Was that correct, Mr. Wall?
Madam Chair, I was referring to it as the relationship between us and the vendors, and the present relationship needs to have the discretion.
Oh, it does, for the present, even on the present. Well, that's good to know, because I caught a different implication because we were speaking to that specific thing. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Marion, we've been friends a long time, and I don't want to put you on the spot, particularly the division you have to work with constantly, and I know sometimes less than pleasant and sometimes pleasant, but are there times that you, I won't put it that way because I know better, but there are times when you go down, open a store, everything else to get licensed to people that, just to help those people out, to get a fishing license whether the store is open or not. Is that not true?
That's correct.
Would you think that in your experience and the people you know, that there are others who bend over backwards to try to do that also?
Well, I would think that, you know, that there, especially those folks that are up in the South Central region where they have a guy that's going to go out at some ungodly hour and the man just doesn't get in until late at night, that for the amount of money he's going to make on a guy commission, he's going to do everything he can to get that man licensed.
Yeah.
And I would presume that happens other than in our store.
Are there other questions from members of the committee?
Madam Chair, to the chair, to Mr. Wall, first. Mr. Wall, it says on line 16 of the second sponsor, substitute subparagraph 2 in the parenthesis, compensation of $50 per year or $1. I'm a great believer in simplicity. And also to Marion, which would be preferable? Just call it $1?
Well, I think
I would prefer that.
You're directed through the chair, Mr.
Either
Wall,
one.
If I could answer first. That, I think the $50 a year minimum was put in there for those folks that might end up only selling $37 or $37 licenses. Yeah. It's just a small little guy out in the bush that it's just dealing with the paperwork and the number of licenses that he's helping. Not even reach $50 if you took it on $1 per license.
Would that not be an incentive for some to sell them out there when it's accessible to somebody that might?
Can't sell something that people don't want to buy it.
That's true. But the $1 would make it more worth as well.
Mr. Wall.
Madam Chair, I have a sampling that I'd be glad to share with you. Yeah. See that. This was at random. We deliberately tried to pick vendors from a broad spectrum of the business.
I don't mean to overemphasize this, but I have so much sympathy with a small businessman, I probably overemphasize it sometimes.
I think the point there being, Senator Bradley, that sometimes the $1 per year might turn out to be $15. For this very small vendor,
mm-hmm.
and therefore for the amount of paperwork has to be done, even if there are no sales, they have to make a report, that the feeling was that $50 was a fair minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Are there other questions of the witness?
Then,
Ms. Endicott, thank you very much for your testimony.
Ma'am.
Are there others testifying on this bill? Then, with the agreement of the sponsor, this will be back before you, we hope, in final edition by Wednesday. We can reach that deadline, can we not? And we'll take the first order of business on that day. Senator, we'll check with you before that time, and if your time is taken up, we'll certainly understand if you're not able to be here at
that
time, since you've already testified on the bill. I'm sure we know your feeling on that. And thank you. Senate Bill 525 relating to land lotteries. Senator Couture.
Thank you very much. It's bookkeeping day again. Title 38 was essentially a good land law that had been judiciously administered in a little common sense. We probably wouldn't be tinkering with the continuing basis. What we have here now is the problem of a little bit of good sense and probably a little bit of draftsmanship. The reason that I want to change different from on line 11 in addition to is because in our experiences of lottery, we want item B to be part of the lottery, and then regulations may be written in addition to them that make sense for a particular area or particular time. I don't want, for instance, to have the problem of losing the opportunity, losing the following. We don't want people that have had a land lottery drawing for agricultural purposes to them put in their names for another land drawing within the next 8 years. And I'd like to touch upon a statement by Bill Heim, who is the author of what will be, or co-author of what will be probably the major statement on present and future and past of agriculture in the state about to be published. He just has a lot of qualifications, and he states, there's no reason why a winner of an agricultural lottery should be able to enter another agricultural lottery sooner than 8 years. Well, he had several Delta One winners applying from Point McKenzie, and several Point McKenzie winners show interest in Delta Two. These people that want more than one farm are not farmers, they are clearing contractors and land speculators. Any bona fide farmer knows it would take a lifetime commitment to develop a financially successful farm, and he means from the ground up in a frontier development situation. I think that when we find loopholes, we should plug them. There'll be more. And that is the reason why I'm suggesting the words in addition to rather than different from be. And it's fairly self-explanatory, I think. And I think it's needed, and it's a loophole that I'm seeking to plug. That's about all there is to it.
Thank you very much, Senator Couture. Are there questions of Senator Couture on that matter? We appreciate your bringing it to the attention committee. Carl Amster.
I'm Carl Amster from the Alaska Agricultural Action Council. We support the change that Senator Couture has recommended. We feel quite strongly that if something like this can be done, it would alleviate some of the problems that we've experienced in the past. And it is a very small change in words, but it's a great change in meaning. All I can say is that we support it.
Thank you very much. Are there questions from the committee of Mr. Johnson? Thank you for your testimony. Bob Palmer, I notice, is not here. Is there someone wanted to?
He will not be here. He got called up something else.
Do you know, sir, if he was intending to testify against, for, or indifferent?
He's going to testify the same way I was.
Good.
Thank you. That's nice to hear. Sharon Barton, Department of Natural Resources.
I'm Chairman. I'm Sharon Martin, Special Assistant to the Commissioner of Natural Resources, and I have nothing further to add to the Senator's remarks except to say that we concur with
That's the kind of testimony I like, short and sweet.
Madam Chair,
is there a question?
I have no objection. I'd move the bill with individual recommendations.
Is there objection? Then so be it. I'd like to make one announcement, two really. The coal conference, don't forget, is coming up. And also, there will be, and I've mentioned it to you before, but I wanted to reiterate, there will be just an analysis of where we are at the present time, not a broad overview, but just where we are at the present time from Kidder Peabody, from the people involved with the gas line on the 17th, and you might want to make your plans accordingly. Is there anything else come for this committee? Not committee's adjourned.